This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Who are you? Are you a child of God or are you a child of your father, the devil? Because you won't be ashamed of your father. But if you are ashamed of the gospel of Christ, wow. That means you probably are not in the body of Christ. It all comes down to, do you believe? You know, people say, what does it take to be saved? Jesus simply said, believe. You don't have to do all of this stuff, jump through hoops. People say you got to hoop and holler, be baptized and all of this craziness. I'm telling you from God's word, you are simply saved by believing in Him. Jesus said this in Luke chapter 13, verse 3. He says, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. True belief in Christ includes repentance. They're on the same coin. They can't be separated. You can't say, I believe in Christ and haven't repentance. You don't know what you're talking about. Because once you recognize who you are, which is a sinner and can't save yourself, and you see that God has provided the perfect lamb, His Son, to pay for the penalty of sins, and that He bled and died on the cross, and on the third day rose from the grave, and you can't do that. And then the scripture puts it this way, Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You see, it includes belief, because out of the heart the mouth speaketh. So what he's saying, if you believe in Christ, not by your works, the Bible says, not by your works of righteousness which ye have done are you saved, but according to His word. And His word is clear. If you believe in the Son, thou shalt have everlasting life. So, you can do that via prayer, but remember, the prayer won't save you if you don't believe. I'll read the scripture again, Romans 10:9. Listen to it. It has the element of you speaking, but the key concept there is the belief. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess, you see, that confession is coming out of the heart. It's already taken place. You cannot confess unless it's already taken place. Now, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There's all the elements right there. One, you have to believe in Christ that God sent Him. Then you have to believe that He rose from the dead. And as you're confessing, that means you're making a proclamation to the world, hey, that I am part of Christ. Hey, watch me shine. But sad to say, many hasn't done that because they are ashamed of Christ. I'll leave you with these words. Mark chapter 8, verse 38. Mark chapter 8, verse 38 says, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of His Father with His holy angels. Jesus Christ is coming back. Will He be ashamed of you? That is the question. And as Romans 10:11 says, for the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. So I pray that this message challenge you today. What have you been doing with Christ? As Paul says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.